Hello and welcome to Ecos Archaeos. And today, as usual, I am here with you, Tanvi. I'm the host, and on this episode today, we are gonna talk about a little bit of sadness. It's not sadness, it's sad miss. Basically, the episode called Sad Miss. It's like sad. And some messy thing. We'll try to explore all this sadness with a twist of humor, I think. Yeah. This episode could be blends of deep emotions, of melancholy, with light-hearted moments, offering a refreshing take on how we preserve and interact with sadness. Also, it's some a little bit of poetry, philosophical music, some of the code I am collecting from the other person of the world, human beings and nature and everything. So today I will start with one poetry, probably. Yeah. I'll recite it online. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness, a momentary awareness comes as we expected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they are a crowd of sorrow, which violently sieve your houses, empty it. Empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malik, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes. Because each has been sent as a guide from beyond.
Hasho বাঁচবো কতদিন, আরে বাঁচবো কতদিন, বানাই তো দালাল কুঠা, আরে বানাই তো দালাল কুঠা, করিয়া রঙিন লোকে বলে কে বলে রে ঘর বাড়ির বালা নাই আমার, লোকে বলে কে বলে রে ঘর বাড়ির বালা নাই
Hasan Raza. Hasan Raza is a, basically he's a folk singer from my country, from the land where I'm from. Other part of the country, but yeah, he's like this poetry. He's saying that people say my house isn't good. How will I build a house in this void? Even if I build a good house, how many days will I live in? I look at the mirror and see my graying hair. Thinking this, like Hasan Raza thinking this, he's saying in the song, feel it. And thinking this, Hasan Raza doesn't build any house or a door. He wonders, where God will I take him? And cries thinking about it. Like if Hasan Raza knew how many days he would live, he would build a grand house and paint them beautifully. Just singing these lines in Bengali and with some happy tune. So, yeah. But today's episode is about sadness, because before going to sadness, I was trying to be a little bit of happy song with the happy song, then I'll go with the mad world. So, but to understand the sadness, also you have to understand sorrow, and with a great sensitivity. Like great sensitivity, that means that joy, this total joy and this vulnerability to everything, to the beauty of the earth and this unpleasantness of human beings. So all this call, also like all this call, basically thought called brilliant thought. Yeah, that's why you have to truly understand the depth of sorrow and joy, and that's why you have to be sensitive in a sense. Not sensitive in a great sensitivity unit. And sorrow is the outcome of time sometimes. And sorrow is the movement of thought. Yeah. But also we want to run away from sorrow, but running away from it, sorrow will only increase, it will just increase the sorrow if you try to run away from it. So today I will try not to talk too much. I will play the next song for you, for the world you are in, and welcome to the sorrowness and sadness and be more sad.
All around me are familiar faces, familiar places, familiar faces. Rhymes and delight for their daily races. Going nowhere, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses. No expression, no expression. Let my head, I want to drown my sorrow.
Mad world, what you can do? Listen to some South Harper wave. Yeah, but you're talking about this sorrowness and this sadness. This always comes sometimes. There's some little bit of aware connection. Like when you have gone through like a great deal of suffering, like you were soft, you were sensitive, you were tender. Then you understand what others are going through also. And also, you have to face the sorrow directly, of course. Then you will feel some, then someday maybe you will feel an actual what I feel. Sometimes I also feel like I don't belong here. But yeah, somewhere we belong to. That's a greater question about you. Like, where do I belong? Where there is no sorrow. But is there any place? I don't know. But I'm also remembering some of the lines from, like, I'm always trying to put someone else in my words, but it says that joy is greater than sorrow. And another says, no, sorrow is greater. But there's one guy who was saying, like, they're inseparable. Like, together they come. And when one sits alone with you at your board, remember that the other is asleep. Other is asleep upon your bed. That's really tricky, but we can try to understand. But this hits, if you're like, when one sits alone, remember that other is asleep upon your bed. Okay. Like, it's inseparable. It's sorrow and joy. Then we can just a little bit of shout out loud.
is what you'll get. This is what you'll get when you mess with us.
Thank you. is a David Bowie song. Okay, but here's another one I could screw up.
What is it?
Am I gonna do this by myself?
Do it by yourself.
Okay, well, I think I'll try it in a different key. I'll try it in a different key. Yeah. If it sounds bad, these people are just gonna do it.
But do I have a smoke? Last word. Yeah, I also wanted to. I'm not inspiring anybody to be smoking, but I feel like after this narration. Okay. Three songs in a row. Oh, that was my big plan, but I just did it without saying to anybody. But yeah, that was nice. Three songs. I love these three songs. I have a little bit more. Going to that, if I dissect a little bit more sorrow, then I can tell you the sorrow is connected to the thought. There's one guy saying it's not me. Like, our sorrow is a result of our thoughts. And our thoughts, we have to observe without any kind of judgment and try to understand the root. And the cause of your sorrow. Then you will figuring out there's some emotion is coming. It's emotion. Then you have to understand that the emotion just come and go. They are coming and going. But if we really like dive into this sense of detachment and clarity also. Like emotion comes and go, and you detach to something, and if it goes, you're being clear to yourself also. You have to connection. Emotions come, like comes and go, detachment and clarity. It's like mathematics. Oh, but I'm just a small town boy. Not town, small village boy, but I'm just trying to explain something to you to the microphone, then the small town boy is nice, I think. We'll be right back.
drink a baby, stay up all night with the things you could do. You won't, but you might. The potential you'll be that you'll never see. The promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now and forget all about the pressure.
I was just a little bit lost as usual, like other times with music time and everything to talking about. So last thing before going, just face the sorrow. If you really face it at last, you can transform it. You have to understand facing the sorrow directly. And there's the connection, sorrow and thoughts. All the thoughts is generating this sorrow. And then it's produced some emotions and it comes and go. So also you'll feel some detachment and clarity. Then you'll feel more sensitive. And let you can connect deeply with your inner experience and fosters empathy. Then all of this is transforming through awareness. And at last, we can begin to transcend them, those all the emotional thoughts, and find peace. It will. Thank you for being with me and with this little bit of songs. And you were listening to the South Harbor Wave on the South Harbor Wave with me, Tanvi, and this is Ecos or Chaos. See you next time.